The Yankton and Rosebud Sioux tribes contend that there have been a number of changes in conditions surrounding the pipeline since it was permitted in 2010, and so the tribes say the recertification process allowed by South Dakota law does not apply. Thomasina Realbird represents the Yankton Sioux.
There is simply no process for an applicant to go back and amend one or 30 findings of fact. Those findings of fact are inextricably linked to the permit that was granted in 2010.
Tribes say there's no need for the full evidentiary hearing scheduled for May because TransCanada has admitted to 30 changes in its application for recertification. TransCanada's lawyer, William Taylor, says that argument is illogical.
If the legislature intended that variations in the design or the construction or the operation or the markets that occurred in 4 years' time would void the permit, then the legislature would have said that. The legislature would have said a permit is good for 4 years.
Taylor says there are changes to the design, engineering, route, and economics, but those changes don't affect the integrity or purpose of the project. In denying the tribe's motions, commissioners hold that TransCanada is entitled to due process. Commissioner Chris Nelson says that the dispute illustrates the need for a hearing.
I think we need to go through this process to find out what's there and have any of those changes impacted the conditions that we laid out a number of years ago. We just don't know the answers to those questions today, and I believe it's incumbent upon this commission to find the answers.
The hearing is set for May 5th through 8th. Commissioners denied an opponent's call for postponement. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.